Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
Hello, hello, hello. It is a Monday here at the Gas Digital Studios, and we're coming to you live from Studio C. First time in a while. Yes, it does feel like I am doing a podcast from the apocalypse. And across from me are two wonderful, wonderful guests. And the way they're seated, is I feel like I'm doing mediation on a divorce. We are very, very lucky to have, from No Offense with Doug Yurum, our great friend Doug Yurum.
Hi, guys.
And
hello.
Next to him, the incredibly funny and talented Gina Hyena.
Hello.
Thank you guys for being here. How you doing today?
It does look like we're going through a divorce right now, and I'm completely disgusted with it.
Yeah, dude.
You fucked up, and she moved on. She moved on quick.
And I'm taking you for
how did you not expect me to fuck the babysitter? You give up nothing.
You know, it looks like she just got hot again.
Yeah.
It looks like she let herself go when you got married.
Salon, yeah.
You fucked around, and now that she's using your money to get hot again.
Yeah. I got my animal print on.
Exactly.
I'm fucking my trainer.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude.
Her hair wasn't that straight when I married her, okay?
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah, some fucking mixed race trainer.
Yeah, exactly.
Is really fucking.
Some guy
really
from Mumbai, and he's Puerto Rican.
Yeah. He's putting it to her.
Yeah.
Let's not
to
plug.
Really twist the fucking screws.
And you're paying for the lessons still.
Exactly.
I'm paying for those fucking legs to get toned.
I pay all this money. You at least gotta fuck me if I'm paying for it.
Exactly.
Oh wow, what a fun day. Are we doing shit, Ghetto Josie Marzolino?
You're not doing shit.
Why?
Doing
shit. You don't even understand me right now. I'm so motherfucking pissed.
What do you want me to do?
Do fucking something.
Like what?
Do something.
Be more specific, Josie.
You want to suck it and make me feel better? Mm-mm, no, I fucking don't. I ain't going to be doing that shit. I'll watch you stuff your face with ice cream, but I ain't fucking you. You don't even understand me right now. I'm so motherfucking pissed.
Oh, look, he's making him suck his own dick.
Let's get plugs
when
out
when you
of
live among that accent. You want to drive your fucking head through a wall when that's all you hear when you leave your apartment. Holy shit, dude.
Josie was very nice to bring old Snapchats from when she used to code switch.
Yeah.
And I can't
you're not doing shit.
I can't.
Wait, that's
stop.
A white chick.
That's Josie Marzolino.
That's not AI of Josie. That's very funny.
That's Josie.
That's so great.
How bad of a code switch can you possibly commit?
I
that's
think you just
fucking
heard it.
Insane.
I believe she started comedy in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And that may have been more of the style at the time.
Oh. I always love watching those comics do black rooms, and then all of a sudden they start talking like black people when you've just talked to them 10 minutes ago, and they sounded like they were from the Upper West Side.
You don't even understand me right now. I'm so motherfucking pissed.
I can't believe that's a white chick.
Do you remember when Suba used to talk like an Indian chick?
No. I do remember. It's funny you fucking bring that up because I remember you hosted an open mic at the Stand. And me and Suba got into an argument at that same fucking open mic that you used to host because you said something like, Doug holds the mic like he just found out it was gay. And whatever the fuck that meant, and Suba like laughed really fucking hard. Like, and I go, shut the fuck up, you Indian bitch. And a fight ensued, and now we're really cool, believe it or not. Yeah, now we're actually really. Really
no, Suba's very funny. The evolution of her act. She used to be very sheepish and shy.
Yeah,
and now she's like, I wish a motherfucker would.
Yeah,
forgive my voice. I did just get back from the gathering of the Juggalos, and I've been breathing in dirt and whatever else for 4 days straight.
It just means the fumes from the people.
Oh, no, it was it was in the middle of nowhere, and everyone who parked their car on the trail to get in that didn't move it. Their cars were, it looked like, they looked like people that escaped 9/11.
Oh, yeah. And you'd write on the windshield, clean me.
Yeah, yeah.
The
it was human dust
on the fucking.
It was a great weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm very glad I had a hotel room and a shower to go to.
9/11 dust.
It's our modern Pompeii.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Gina Hyena, what do you want people to check out, babe?
I'll be down in Austin at the end of September, so check me out at Black Rabbit. I'll be at Sunset. You'll see me there. Just check me out online.
Fantastic. Mr. Yerim?
Follow me on Instagram at TheDougYerim. Also, September 28th, please, for the love of Christ, I have my own show at Grove 34. If anybody's out there fucking around this area, please come out to that. I need to pack that fucking joint out before we get a strike too. So come the fuck out there, pack those seats.
And that's a cool little room. You're going to have a lot of fun.
It's great, man. Those guys are so much fun. Yeah. I love those two guys.
It's a very good little room. I think if you have the opportunity to go to that, I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, man.
And hey, you can find me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny, punchup.live/ Zach and Miko for any upcoming dates. But most importantly, my new special, 30 Minutes, Gas Digital Presents 30 Minutes with Zach and Miko, comes out tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Go to gas30.com or just watch it on YouTube. It'll be here on the Morning Zoo channel. So please check it out, share it, leave a nice comment, and send it to anybody you think will enjoy it, because I'm very, very proud of it, and I really want people to see it. And hey, if you're watching right now and you like the show, head on over to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat as well as the archives. Thousands and thousands of hours of all your favorite gas shows from over the last decade. And you get our bonus Friday episode. We do three of these a week. And if you want to see all of them, you got to subscribe. But regardless of how you consume the program, thank you so much for watching. All right, friends, we got a bunch of silly shit to look at today, but this is what I really want to start with. This story, Shannon and I both are very excited. I think this might be the perfect cross-section of something to talk about here on the show, because it is Shannon and I's number one interests. Shannon and I love trashy true crime.
Okay.
Nothing makes us happier. We will watch any slop documentary that goes up on streaming if it is about a murder or someone being deceitful.
Okay.
And I would say one of my favorites of those is my girl, Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
From what was originally a documentary called Mommy, Dead, and Dearest. Then they made a movie about, they made a streaming movie about it,
which is fantastic on with, Hulu.
Oh.
It's so good.
With Patricia Arquette as her big fat ugly mom, and it is just a joy. Are you familiar with Gypsy?
Nope.
She's a boss bitch.
Can't say
she killed her own mom, and then she got bored with her boyfriend that she hired.
All right, so let me give you the Reader's Digest.
Love a woman that kills their parent. That is.
You definitely have heard this story.
Oh, probably.
So Gypsy Rose Blanchard was the best way to, her mom had Eminem's mom disease.
Munchausen
by proxy.
Oh, where you keep the baby sick?
Yep.
Yeah.
So this is the order of events. She's got the kid. The kid's, well, yes, here we go. That's them. A real looker.
That's the mother right there?
That's the mom and the daughter. Yeah. So as far as the neighbors know, that little girl is retarded.
Yeah.
Has cancer.
Wow.
Is on a feeding tube.
Mm-hmm.
And a multitude of other health problems. They got multiple make-a-wishes. Their house got destroyed in Katrina. And they got a charity built them a new house.
Mm-hmm.
So, one day on Facebook, Gypsy's account says, "The bitch is dead." people get concerned, go to the house. Gypsy is gone. The mother is Manson family style slaughtered in her bed.
Yeah.
I mean, bad, like,
yeah,
dismembered, cut off her tits.
Someone sent me the crime scene photos.
You have photo?
Because I have the best. If there's two things my fans will send me, it is if a girl does OnlyFans and I go, gee, I'd like to see that.
Mm.
Or if there's a horrible murder.
Do we have those pictures?
No, I would not. I don't think I would be comfortable showing them on here.
Damn it.
But it's bad.
I do like seeing those too, though. Like the fucking real raw crime scene photos.
It's the kind of shit we would have seen on Rotten.com.
Exactly. That's how it all started. That's how every young man starts seeing the.
I feel so bad. That I guess they have their own ways of doing it now, but I mean, what a bonding. And I know, Gina, you might have looked at that kind of stuff because I feel like you've got a dark side to you.
I saw Faces of Death when I was really young, but I just had friends that were into drugs and like killed themselves really early.
Okay.
So that's why
that's more fun. That's, it's
that's
live.
That's why I have this sense of humor. Half my high school's dead.
But I feel like there was no bonding experience for guys our age, like us sitting around the family laptop. Going on Rotten.com and seeing horrendous gore footage.
My favorite one was the JFK compilation.
Yep.
With the blasted off fucking head and then Tupac's fucking bomb body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
trying
this was like
back.
Everything after. Where
they had the autopsy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's the actual with the bullet in the
throat. Yeah, they had a full section of celebrity autopsies.
Well, I remember I saw those first before I've ever actually seen a picture of JFK.
Oh, okay.
So when I saw him regularly and his eyes weren't like fucking wide open from the shock.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was like, is that the same guy? It didn't look the same.
Oh, his brains are in his head.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that. He's not a Pez dispenser. That's
he's got a
nice
glow about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. like Marilyn Monroe.
So they go, she's dead. They go, oh my God, somebody killed her and kidnapped the daughter.
Yeah.
The daughter is found living in a hotel with a guy. I apologize. She's also in a wheelchair.
The daughter's in a wheelchair.
The daughter's in a wheelchair.
Is she actually needing the wheelchair or
her mom
is it
was
fake?
Feeding her mercury, so I think it did actually give her like enough neurotoxins that
that's
she
a lot
did
of thermometers.
Need it at the time.
she's found living in a motel with a dude. She is not retarded. She is not sick, and she is fully ambulatory, does not need a wheelchair.
Yeah.
She is also in, like, a sexy wig, not dressed like a little kid.
Yeah.
Dressed like an adult woman.
And how old is she at the time?
So, funny story.
Yeah.
The mother kept changing her age to make her young again. So she was actually
19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the mom says, I think she was like 12.
Oh.
But what had happened was, she said all the medical records got destroyed in Katrina. So the mom took the opportunity to rewrite her medical history and de-age her.
Wow.
Come to find out, she had a online boyfriend who she had met up with once before, and they had sex at a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what movie it was? I feel like you would know.
It was Cinderella. It was a Disney movie, right?
I don't know.
Oh,
I actually don't know. I just figured you'd.
Yeah, no, she could.
Like, it was Moana. Like, I don't
it
know
was a Disney
it
was movie.
Wait,
yeah.
Which one's which? They both look exactly the same.
The boyfriend's on the left, Gypsy's on the right without her
weird
wig.
Yeah.
I know.
The mother also had her.
Yeah, exactly. Common times say that women can have beards.
Yeah. The mother had her on an unnecessary feeding tube. And had a dentist take all of her teeth out.
Wow. Yeah, real catch. Oh, God.
So she had been talking with this guy online. Come to find out, there's tons of videos of her in sexy outfits, belly dancing for him. He is not well himself.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I would even go as far as say half a Momo.
Half a Momo.
Half a mo. Just a mo.
Lots of vampire kind of talk. Lots of S&M talk, including one that only came out in the last few months, which is she said that if once they have a family, that she promised their daughter's virginity to him because he is the head of the household. And that.
They're Arabs? I don't know.
And that the head of the household should introduce every woman in the family to sexuality.
Oh, definitely Arabs. What's a good name?
They tried to mail the knife to his house.
Mm-hmm.
That got intercepted pretty quick.
Yeah. Imagine that didn't work.
I would have, I don't know, thrown it in a lake.
Yeah.
You know, or anything.
Buried it in the mother.
Put two addresses on it.
Put it in a dumpster behind a McDonald's, something with high traffic.
Or clean
I don't know.
It, you know? You,
anything.
You don't have to fucking send it in the mail.
They both get arrested. Now, this may be my misogynistic interpretation. So, Gina, please.
I'm sure tell I'm going to be the one to set you straight.
Tell me that. if I am being presumptuous, please tell me. Shannon okay. as well. So this bitch flips on him quick.
Oh, yeah.
And now the story is he insisted on killing the mother.
Mm-hmm.
She hid in the bathroom because she was scared.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was sexually assaulting her. And apparently also raped the mother's corpse.
Bleh,
supposedly.
I didn't know these details. Yeah. Happy Monday.
Good morning, by the way. Better than a cup of coffee. Morning zoo.
I mean, if you're those two people, you're not going to kill the mother and not rape the corpse. I mean, it's there.
I can't move further enough from you on this couch.
Like, those type of people, like, it
guys, you're never
going
to get back together if this is how we talk to each other.
It didn't shock me that those two, that the dude raped the corpse.
So she did flip on him, but then after, I felt like when he was arrested, so he got put in prison, she still considered him her partner, boyfriend, or
for
whatever.
A while, something.
And then she cheated on him. She,
yes.
Yeah, she was writing him letters, and then she cheated on him, got a new boyfriend.
Yeah, but he's also like...
With a CO?
He's severely autistic.
Oh, we've
I believe. He had an arrest record.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite of which was masturbating in a McDonald's parking lot for 8 hours.
That's a long time.
I feel like you would have seen that this weekend at the ICP.
Full on,
if there were a McDonald's.
Full on goon session.
You would feel like once you got away with
and
six.
Listen, I get excited for McDonald's too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have I visited that McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A fan did drive me there and parked in the spot he got arrested in so I could take pictures. But yeah, he's not well.
Yeah, I don't know what makes you say that. I mean,
so she winds up getting a much lesser charge than him.
Oh,
he's going to jail forever.
Yeah.
She winds up getting a husband in jail, gets out, leaves him for another dude.
Mm-hmm.
And now I believe has a kid, right, Shannon?
Yes, she has a baby with him.
And she was flipping her shit on TikTok a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because I think he cheated on her, or she thought he was talking to other girls, and she was like stabbing a blanket and shit. And she's like, this is what I think about.
Yeah, so she has social media now, and I will tell you, not very self-aware about it, did a video with another girl who was also in some sort of trouble where it was like, tell me something about you. And she, the one girl was like, I did this. And then she goes, I killed my mom. And was very unapologetic about it. Anyway, I told you all that to get to this.
She coming on the show.
Oh, my God.
And welcome.
We're doing an interview. This bitch with no teeth.
Yeah, guys, bring in the mic. Yeah. Get right between them.
Get him right here.
No,
that'll
this is...
This is our daughter.
Yeah.
This is what we produced.
This is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard apologizes for use of racial slurs in leaked prison calls.
That's what fucking she apologizes for. Okay.
Now, if I couldn't love this anymore, let's sprinkle in some N-bombs.
Yeah.
Do we have the call? They were N-bombs?
Shannon?
Yes. Yes. There you go.
Tell us about it.
You just do what you want, huh, baby?
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. What'd you say?
I said all these fucking black men are so loud.
I like how you said black first and then.
Where's your hood? Where'd you say?
You got nothing to lose at that point.
Oh, baby. My baby is a racist.
He's jerking off as he's saying it.
I'm just saying the obvious.
He was saying, you said these black.
Pause. Is this an episode of this show?
This is the last time I was on.
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I love how he has moral superiority, which he uses the racial slur like, we should get you a hood. I can't believe it.
Now,
that's where he draws the line. Like, look, we could murder your mother and fuck a corpse, but at the end, come on, hon.
By the way, considering she grew up with someone who tortured her,
yeah,
how loud were these black bitches being?
Yeah.
That she couldn't get a good night's rest.
That just goes to show you, man. You could, your mom could keep you sick, but once you hear too many people chatting in a movie theater, it just drives you over the fucking edge. That's it. That's what drives you crazy.
So, Shannon, can you give us the skinny on it?
So it's basically there is more to that. By the
oh,
way.
Oh, good.
Oh, there's more.
She's like, no, there's context.
but she has come out and she's addressed it. She said, I want to directly address some of the old prison phone calls that have recently been shared online. In those conversations, I used racist language and made cruel, disrespectful comments, including about people I love, my sister Mia, and her fiance Andre. What I said was
what
color is he?
What I said was wrong. The words were racist, and I take full responsibility for saying them. There is no excuse for that language or the pain it's caused.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Jeez. You got to play us the rest. I'm a pig in shit right now.
Yeah, this is great.
I know. You just hit like a Stevie Wonder thing.
Oh, like you'd say the yellow Chinese. You know I joke about.
No, I only fucking black.
You know I joke about your sister dating a black dude, but you really think I'm racist?
No, different. That is.
It's not even in the same ballpark.
Even like, Chris Rock said.
They're saying, do you really think I'm that way? If I see your sister with a black dude, I'm like, ha, ghetto. You think I'm gonna like?
I am. I'll be open all day long and say that I am. You know, maybe.
What? You're gonna, like, to her face?
No, to her face, never, no.
That's what I'm saying. Damn, baby. You know what I mean?
Is he talking about
the sheep? Speaking of which, so, Mia went on a date.
Say what?
I said, speaking of which, Mia went on a date.
Oh, with a black.
Yep.
I told you, once you go black, we don't want you back.
Pause.
Did he say
are they playing Night of the are they playing Night of the, Dance of the Knights in the background of that, or is she watching something?
I don't know. It's just audio.
It's coming from the rec room.
Well, no, that's a very specific. That's like classical music. That's I don't think it's Wagner.
Yeah,
I believe it might be another
Wagner. That would be appropriate. For I believe
she's listening to classical music, yeah. And she's like, "Hold on,
would you shut up?" And then all the girls are like,
"You're not doing shit. You don't even understand me right now. I'm so motherfucking pissed. Do something."
Oh my god, I wish all these would shut up.
I'm trying to listen to Wagner.
All right, keep it going.
This is a little lighter than Andre, though, and he's a lawyer.
Oh,
Andre's
a lawyer?
You know, I joke about your sister dating a black dude.
Because, so he's an uppity, and. Is there one more? Okay, that's the apology.
Oh, I thought that was a full transcript.
No, I wish.
That would be nice.
I mean, talk about the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
I've been consistently entertained by this woman for, what is it, Shannon, 2 or 3 years now?
Oh, at least that.
At least, right? Yeah, because that show came out like 2 or 3 years ago. Right?
I almost want to say it's like pandemic.
Yes.
I want to say that was the thing we watched after Tiger King.
Yes, that was out during the pandemic for sure, because I remember it came on when I woke up at like 3 a.m. and I left my TV on and I was like, this is the most horrible thing to wake up to. I need to keep watching it.
I just, an incredible, by the way, that could be a chicken and egg situation with, if you are in jail, you start to change your speech patterns.
Yeah.
Based on what you're around. And you might be around other people who speak very freely in a hateful way.
That's true. When everybody's linked up by race. You know, you kind
which
of
tends
like,
to happen.
Yeah, which does happen in prison, I've heard. And, you know, you might have like-minded people around you that as you're saying it, they're like, yeah, that's right. That's
I love
right.
that it's a prison phone call. Like, her boyfriend is calling her in prison, and he's like, baby. Like, that's where he's drawing the line.
Yeah, that's like, what's the most shocking
like,
about it.
He's like, come on now. This
guy and you know it's recorded.
Yeah.
There's no way they're not recording every call in case they admit to another crime.
Yep.
Yeah. Or even like, John Gotti was caught on a hot mic dropping an N-bomb.
What N-bomb? Oh,
what
come
N-bombs?
On. He's a good guy.
He's the best guy around. Well, what about the N-words? What N-words?
Not in our neighborhood with Mr. Gotti.
No way. This is Bath Avenue. We all know they don't take baths. Come on.
I found that recently by Laugh Annoys people. Now I'm very self-conscious about
oh,
it.
Tell them to go no. shove it up their ass.
They don't... It's some people tell me I laugh like Otto from Otto and George, which is the, no, my,
Otto,
that thing I do.
Otto had that.
Yeah, yeah. His a little deeper
yeah,
than mine.
He sounds more like fucking Butthead.
But Otto's wife said once that she listened to something because she liked my because my laugh reminded me of him.
Really.
Reminded her of him.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was very sweet.
I fucking love Otto, man. He's the first dude I opened up for it.
Same.
Stand up, yeah.
My first Otto. Ever paid gig, Otto and
yeah,
George.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you familiar?
No.
He was a dirty puppet act.
Yeah, he was great. Not and a very good ventriloquist.
Terrible ventriloquist.
He made the he sucked at it, but he made the fucking puppet feel like it was alive, even though he wasn't good at the whole fucking craft of it all. But the puppet made you feel like he was ruining his fucking life.
Yeah, the puppet was very mean to him.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
And very mean to the audience.
Yeah.
And he would apologize for
dude,
it.
The fucking
that's
shit
good,
he said the first time I opened up. With, oh, my God. There was a black couple in the fucking, in the crowd. And he goes, I see a black couple there. And then he goes, you ever see a black girl's pussy? It looks like a wallet. And then he goes, one time I fucked a black girl whose pussy was so hairy, it looked like a hatchet wound in a gorilla's back. And I'm like, Jesus Christ almighty. Holy shit.
Man, where's that puppet's apology?
He's in David Copperfield's collection now.
He said, I said what I said.
That is true. Copperfield
is,
has
yes.
like two or three of them.
Yeah,
right?
He has. Yeah. George is in David Copperfield's puppet museum.
I think Penn's got one
there's
as well.
There's a puppet
it?
Museum?
David Copperfield collects yeah. them himself. I think it's not even for...
It's just for...
He loves... He and yeah, he has like all the famous ones from like oh. when he was a kid.
That's
tried
crazy.
To get Annabelle. Didn't work.
So that, I mean, God bless Gypsy.
Yeah, what do you think's next? Because how many things can you get like canceled for? I mean, you're tortured your whole life. You murder somebody. You go nutty on TikTok, you do the dances about it, you don't give a fuck, and then you say the N-word. What's the next? Like, what's the next, like, pop star Hollywood thing to do? She got to hit somebody with her car? Like, she does she have to get a DUI?
I would be shocked if she makes it through the next 10 years without someone in her life being murdered. Because I feel like...
She might even do it herself.
While she was definitely horribly abused...
Yeah.
I do think she's got a touch of the evil.
Yeah.
And it's in there.
Yeah.
And I think it definitely like manifests. And I would not be shocked if someone else very close to her in life
gets gone.
One of the fun. So they also interview her grandparents who when they asked if they wanted the mother's ashes. And
oh
they're
God.
Like, they're straight up like swamp people.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to describe them. They're like straight like.
Where are they from? Louisiana?
Yeah, like around there, I want to say. And the grandpa, they go, what do you want us to do with the ashes? He goes, I told him to flutter down the damn toilet.
Well, also, what the fuck did you do wrong that your daughter is torturing a fucking baby?
That's another good point.
Yeah. I think you flush her down. He goes, she been no good her whole life. But her whole family had disowned the mom. For being a scam artist. The mom had, like, I think, written bad checks. Like, she was a scam artist her whole life.
Oh.
But then once she found the meal ticket, which was the kid. Also, there's an entire
Where'd she find the kid?
It was hers.
It was hers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The way you put it, I thought like he
found the There's also an entire like wing of TikTok that is girls going through old family vacation photos and realizing they sat with Gypsy and her mother.
Oh my God.
At like Disney or what's the famous aquarium with Shamu?
SeaWorld.
SeaWorld, yeah. Thank you. I should know that. I used to live there. And they'll be like, yeah, we met this family and the daughter was sick and they were the nicest people. And it'll just be all these like 90s vacation photos. And Gypsy's always dressed like a princess.
Hmm. That makes sense.
She's always dressed like a different Disney princess. Yeah, dude, it's the best.
Ugh.
Well, at least the good news is she got right to the front of lines in every Disney World fucking line she stood in.
Yeah, she probably got sick to meet daughter every in a princess. Wheelchair.
Yeah,
exactly. This is my daughter. She's on a feeding tube. She's got cancer. She's retarded. Just everything.
Right yeah, she to get, front of the line. I think almost that was like overkill. She should have just picked the thing and ran with it.
Yeah.
You can't have it. I think that because there were doctors that were even like pursuing them and being like, this doesn't clock.
Yeah, that doesn't add up.
So where would she get the medications from then?
She doctor shopped.
Oh.
And she would change her records and or she said this got destroyed in Katrina. So she would say this and this and this is what's wrong with her.
Oh. That's crazy.
I mean, what year was this?
90s?
Probably
90s. 90s, 2000s?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, after Katrina, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
2000s.
That was a crazy story. Because I remember I had a bit about this because fucking Taylor Swift came out with that Tortured Poet album, and I was like, you're not a tortured fucking poet.
Mm.
Gypsy Rose is a tortured fucking poet.
Obviously.
Yeah, like if
a wordsmith, if there ever was one.
Yeah. Real. If she
did
put out
that album.
Did you
see that apology? That was like well written. I was fucking shocked.
That's a lawyer.
That's yeah, AI. Yeah. AI.
How the fuck does she have a lawyer?
That's a lawyer.
Yeah.
What do you mean, how does she have a lawyer? Somebody will take her money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure she sold her life rights. Yeah.
Mm.
I'm sure she got paid out on all the movies and shit that are about her.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Look at this cow.
And it's so funny because even they couldn't even make her half that ugly in the movie.
Yeah.
It's Patricia Arquette in kind of a fat suit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of
dude. That's hard to fight. There's not too many actresses that look like that either.
Oh, bring
that's
up
a
how
tough
good
casting.
No, the one they picked is really good. Shaq, could you show him the movie version of them?
Who played the girl?
I can't, she is a famous actress.
Joey King, I think is that.
I believe you're right.
It is wild. It's also wild to take that as like an acting role. Like, how long she must have been working, like, and to be like, I really need a full-time acting role, and that's what you get, and your family has to be like, we're so proud.
Yeah, I want to say
we're so
more than one famous person got in a lot of trouble for being her for Halloween.
Really?
Because they were in a chair, and apparently you're not allowed to be in a wheelchair for Halloween.
No good. No good.
Is that the new one? That's the new strike on the
phone? It's one of them, yeah.
I see.
But, I mean, goddamn, that
just... cut and dry.
Shannon, the world smiled on us today.
You could probably get that crazy bitch on this fucking podcast.
You probably could. I feel like she's out trying to get more attention.
I feel like it would not be worth the money of... Because she would want to get flown out and put up in a nice hotel.
And I'm sure she'd be killed.
Yeah, I look like her mom, too. Yeah, I look so much like her mom.
You put on a wig.
Yeah.
The whole time she's just growling.
Gypsy baby. Gypsy baby, you're sick. You're sick. The world.
Elvis.
It's a big, scary world out there, baby. They're going to be mean to you. Not my little girl.
God.
Also,
Sean Kingston's mom, scammer her whole life.
That's I did not know that.
That's what happened to Sean Kingston. He lost all of his money because his mom was like pulling the whole like, send some money my way. And she was buying all these watches and stealing his credit cards to the point that he was like, please just stop. Like, you don't have to murder your kid. You can just take their money.
Yeah.
Oh, she also was shaving her head because she said, well, you're going to lose it anyway.
Yeah.
So that she was just keeping it. She did everything she could to make her look sick.
Yeah. She did a good job, that's though. Crazy. I must say, that's dedication right there because that kid did look like there was something wrong with her. That
yes.
Mother, yeah, that
yeah,
mother was a fucking artiste.
Sure.
Well, she's also definitely malnourished. She's full of medicines she doesn't need.
Mm-hmm.
And she's being fed through a feeding tube.
Yeah.
And I believe the mom said she was allergic to everything, too, like sugar, anything. Like, she had her on, like, a very strict thing.
Vitamins, like, anything good for her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was keeping her fucked up.
Yeah, she's not out in the sun.
Fucked. The first movie that Ari Aster did was about a mom with Munchausen's, his first short film.
Oh, really? Yeah, because it's such a sick fucking disease. It's so fucking twisted.
They catch somebody every year doing it.
Yeah. You would think that
I think there was somebody that was literally injecting shit into their kid's IV.
So they would get like an E. coli infection.
So they would get blood infections.
Oh, God.
That's fucking gross.
Jesus.
Hey, guys, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tonkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tonkat Ali, lion's mane, ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, Z-O-O-1-5, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
Horrible.
All right. Well, we're having a
fun.
Why would you want to keep burdening your life with a sick kid? That's
because they like the attention.
They like the attention of it. It's gross.
They like taking care of them, and they like being needed.
Yeah.
So they don't ever want to see the kid grow up and be self-sufficient.
Yet they complain when a man needs them. They don't like needy men.
I would bet that there is a crossover between wanting to be a very attentive mom to a sick kid and not having time for your husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a severe form of narcissism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exact. Yeah, yeah. They want that kid to need him.
Yep.
That's when you see, like, you ever watch 600 Pound Life?
Mm-hmm.
And then the husband's always upset that the wife starts dropping weight because she doesn't need him anymore to fucking help her walk to the bathroom and wipe her ass crack down and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he starts to come apart. And they end up getting divorced.
Yeah, the guy that's making her a dozen eggs and an entire loaf of bread as toast for toast in the morning.
He didn't have to bring up our business like that.
But, this bitch needs me. I cook for her. I clean for her.
All right, we got a bunch more silly shit to talk about today, but let's start with something a little lighter, and I'm not doing the switcheroo on this one. Tourist appalled at server's disgusting note on breakfast bill after making a simple request.
So this is a Brazilian tourist in Italy. So they went for breakfast, and she ordered scrambled eggs, juice, coffee. But when she got her eggs, she felt like they were a little runny, and she politely requested that they cook her eggs a little bit more. The server said, scoffed and said, they don't make raw eggs here. So let's see. So they sent them back, and then the receipt at the end... Hold on, I just want to make sure that I say this exactly. So at the end, the receipt, the cook wrote on it, "This is pissing me off. Burn the eggs and spit in them." And that got back to the customer.
So they accidentally wrote it down on the bill.
As the line item, instead of like fire eggs.
There's an extra charge for the spit.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Normally, you just do that. You don't write it on the bill.
There is every once in a while, I feel like a story every few years where someone will accidentally write, like, name, shithead.
Yeah, like the bar tab, instead of writing, like, the stool, they're like, asshole in seat number 4.
Yeah, and they think it's for the restaurant. It goes out to the customer.
Yeah. Yes.
That's just somebody who has it out for you, putting that fucking bill on the customer's table.
Yeah.
Somebody doesn't like you.
Brazilian and Italy asking for eggs for breakfast. They're already pissed off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't really eat eggs in Italy in the morning. You just get, like, usually, like, a light pastry or something. Eggs are, like, actually hard to find.
Really?
For breakfast in the morning.
And then they come here and they have fucking chickens in their backyard. How the fuck does that happen? I don't
know. What the fuck? So they're probably pissed. And then you're telling an Italian person that they didn't know how to cook something.
Yeah.
So...
Well, if it's anything like here, I don't think it's an Italian cooking back there.
No, I bet it is. No, I bet back there it might be.
You think so? But they had just a flood of immigrants. There's definitely immigrants in the kitchen over there.
Listen, I respect the request, much like Jesco White of the Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Oh, those are
I don't want no goddamn runny eggs.
Yeah.
I told her, you get back in that kitchen, I don't want no goddamn runny eggs.
I feel like you'd be into it because they're kind of icky. And I feel like you're into kind of icky and gross
No, that's
stuff.
Not that's not on my... I get it. I would not want no goddamn runny eggs.
That's fair. That's fair. I also feel like you would have a good time in like an OR. Like when you see like gross, because you like body gore kind of stuff.
No. They're not fun.
No, they're not fun.
They're not fun. It's always... You know what? Every time I've ever been in an emergency room with someone, I've never had... I guess I went when I broke my leg. I had to go.
Yep.
I feel like it's always like drunks.
Oh, the ER is annoying as fuck.
The ER is full of like...
Yeah, it's full of drug addicts. And
yeah, like drunks who fell and people that are trying to get pain pills.
Yes. Mm. Yes. It's horrible.
And it's very performative.
Yes. They, like, know them. That's the treat them and street them kind of situation.
Yeah, yeah, the people that are just, like, they know everybody there.
There's regulars. Yeah, it's fucked up.
That's Monty. He's always got a headache.
Yeah, there's really regulars.
There's always a back issue.
Yeah, yeah. He slipped and fell in a shop right again. I don't know. He's fine.
But OR, because you like the gore. Like, I feel like if you saw, like... You know, blood coming through the tube.
That sounds like it's too controlled for Zach. He likes like a nice knife in the throat.
You want like the exaggerated?
Yeah.
Not even. I like my gore cartoonish.
Okay. Mm. Gotcha.
Like I like Dead Alive and like the movies that are too realistic. Like that's no fun.
Gotcha.
I want it to look silly. I want it to look like I don't want to see somebody bleed out. I want to see a fire extinguisher full of blood shoot all over the walls.
Mm. Like because, the end of The Substance, how it was like insanely
because
cartoonish.
That's not fun for me. The fun is like the creative part of it or like the silliness. I'm not... I've watched... there's a series in Japan called The Guinea Pig Movies.
Oh.
There's no guinea pigs.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he talking about?
And they're essentially, they start out as fake snuff films to the point where they got investigated to make sure they weren't actually killing people. And that, funny enough, is because someone gave a copy to Charlie Sheen and he gave it to the FBI.
Oh, that fucking cocksucker.
Out of all people to be like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Charlie Sheen.
Hey, I was smoking crack and getting AIDS.
It was really freaked
and
me
I saw
out.
A really fucked up movie.
But let me tell you where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Is Japanese people getting cut up to pieces.
And there's one in that called Flower of Flesh and Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially it's just a samurai kidnapping a lady and dismembering her for 45 minutes.
Jesus.
Oh. And you got to sharpen the blade.
Watching this for like eating dinner.
I got that. I got a copy of it. By the way, that
nice
this is
romantic
gonna,
night in.
Were there over hard
the
eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the eggs weren't over hard.
Fucking Christ.
This is gonna age me. I bought that in a clamshell VHS.
Oh, fun.
What the hell is a clamshell
like the
VHS?
Fun one.
Do you remember the old
VHSs?
They're
called those clamshells?
They're like puffy, right?
The ones that like snap open, not the ones that are just a sleeve.
I used to hide porn VHSs in there until my little cousin came over. My aunt popped the fucking video in and then just hardcore porn. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
My first porn I ever snuck in the house was in a Mr. Bean case.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's how I got fucking caught.
That's what I call clits now.
Mr. Flick the Bean.
Mr. Bean.
That's so much better than getting caught to masturbating to Mr. Bean.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Like, your parents must have, like,
I've told this story way too many times. I apologize. Have I told you about getting caught jerking off on the cruise?
No.
On a cruise?
I did Shiprocked years ago with Big J. And some psilocybin mushroom pills may have been around. And I decided to microdose.
Mm. Okay.
But then I got nervous. And I had to go back to my room for a while. And we had a show at midnight. And this was like 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I kept seeing faces in the curtains. So then I was like, let me put on a movie, or whatever's on the TV, something to distract me. And I put on something. And then I knew I was going to be on a cruise, and I would not have internet. So I may have saved a number of photos in case I had the urge to whack one out. Mm-hmm. Well, I get distracted during the movie. I decide, hey, it's the last night of the cruise. Let's fucking, you know, take care of the kid.
Yeah.
I didn't know that on the last night of a cruise, they come to your room to take your bags if you need it.
Okay.
So I am jeans around my ankles, phone up to my eyeballs, whacking my bag. Sorry, Gina.
I can't believe you own jeans.
I did at the time. When I used to dress like Kevin Smith. And I'm lost in the moment.
Yeah.
Well, that's and a good now one.
That's a good jerk.
In my experience, if you knocked on a stranger's door, you would go knock knock, hello.
Yeah.
But this guy went knock knock, open door, hello.
It was an it was a hello.
He went knock knock, hello, and literally walked in. And I've been in enough relationships where I've been caught masturbating to maybe photos or videos that were sent to me that I should not have been
right
had on my phone. So my instincts kicked in, and instead of putting my dick away, I frisbeed the phone across the room. So he didn't see the phone. But what was on the TV was Monsters University. So this poor immigrant walked in to me fully jerking off to cartoon monsters from a Pixar movie, which oddly probably makes sense.
Yeah. He's got multicolored hair and he's jerking off to monsters, I guess. It's okay.
Dude, this guy looked me up and down and just went, stay rock. Gave me the horns. And goes, stay rock. Closed the door and left.
That was probably a curse in his language.
It just sounded like he said, stay rock.
Yeah, he meant to say, stay hard.
I can't stop thinking about what he must have told people for days.
You think he was pointing you out next time he saw you to the other people?
100%. That's a story he still tells.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. We do a heavy metal cruise. Yeah. I walk on these, man, 400 pounds. I tell you, 400 pounds.
And he was breaking the bed.
He got a little dick. He pound, 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 pound. I look at the TV. He's Mike Wazowski.
He's washing Monsters, Inc. I don't know. He's jerking off to the guy with one eye.
Oh, my God. I'm disassociating because this morning at 9:30 this morning, I'm driving in with my boyfriend to the city who is a psychiatrist in the city. And I told him,
no.
I literally said, I get that you're supportive of me doing comedy, but please don't listen to podcasts when I'm on them because I don't like to think about what was said. I'm like, I just go. I didn't never read the comments or watch it ever again. Yeah. And he's like, well, I just like to listen. I won't tell you what the comments are to be supportive. And now I feel like he should listen to this.
Oh, he's going
to
have fun
You
with
might
this
get
one.
An email.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. And he's a psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, that
you
sucks,
can have him
man.
On next.
Yeah, that's fucking awful.
Or I'm never going to hear from him
fucking
again.
Fucking date a psychiatrist. That's tough. Goddamn. Just the fights. Are the fights annoying between you two?
No, you know what it is? It's kind of scary because like you'll say something and he's like, it sounds like you need reassurance.
That's exactly
and
what
I'm like,
shut the fuck up.
Does he ever, he goes into therapy talk?
Sometimes, but he's also an Italian-American, so mostly he leaves it at, I know, who's going to the Italian psychiatrist?
Yeah, I'm not, anytime I hear, fucking Barcelino, I'm not fucking going
You're like,
there.
That's the guy that's going to be empathetic.
Quit being a fucking pussy.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's all the Jewish people because they don't want to run into somebody they know because they'll gossip with each other.
Yeah, that makes sense since they run that market.
So I'm like,
just a racket for the Jews.
But yeah, when we fight, it's he'll stay a Long Island guy. It's mostly that. Then with some Jungian therapy,
I couldn't do it. I dated one fucking social worker, which, you know, they do the same type of horse shit. And we get into an argument. MD, she's sitting there fucking. Yeah, one of them's got more degrees and shit. One of them's got lower self-esteem. Which
by the way, Doug thinks MD stands for more degrees. Yeah. You fucking dumb kids, though.
But anytime you go to...
You fucking stupid wop.
One's in residency, one's in like 2 years of...
Yeah, one of them's trying to be what that is, you know? Yeah. So, which makes it even worse because now they're trying to analyze me too much. It's like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
My Mrs. Amika does go into kindergarten talk sometimes when we fight.
Very funny.
And it'll be, and now it'll be, I think you need to use your words.
It's infuriating.
You want juice and a cookie?
Yeah. All right, we got a couple other little things. Hey, I don't have a clock in here, so can you guys kind of give me the high sign when we're hitting an hour?
Four hours.
We're at about 49 minutes right now.
Look at that.
Okay, beautiful. All right, let's look at this. Tulsa cops hunting serial defecator. And I want you to see him before I describe him.
Yeah. I think he left his mark on the subway steps this morning. Huge pile of human shit.
So for people listening, this is a man wearing a thong, a COVID mask, and a shower cap.
Where's Gypsy Rose when you need
terrorizing
it?
Local businesses. Shannon, tell us about it.
What the fuck is that?
So in this outfit, he is walking around and pooping in dog waste bags and then smearing it on the walls and doors of businesses.
Oh.
Which businesses?
Yeah, is it targeted?
It's in this like shop, this little shopping center.
Okay, so he's just, it's not like specific, it's not a protest.
There's no political meaning behind it.
He just hits all these, by the way, the fact that he could even go more, like, I can't imagine having to shit on command and then go to the next door and do it again.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine, I have nightmares about shitting in front of people and then he just does it openly in public like that?
You know, it's I'm going to guess this. I'm going to guess, Doug, that this man in the thong and shower cap
is not the most
rubbing shit on walls.
Yeah.
Is not the most mentally sound person.
I don't know what gives you that idea.
He's wearing latex gloves.
I see a lot of that on the subway with the fucking mask and the shower cap.
Man.
Do we have anything more? So they're just still hunting him down?
Yeah. Yeah. They're asking for people to help them find him.
This is a just to let you
know. I think it might be.
This is a real see something, say something.
Yeah.
Hey, if you see a giant man in a thong and a shower cap.
Smearing shit.
6 foot black dude with a crusty thong and a shower cap shitting into a bag. Why is that so hard?
By the way, also the thong, and because it's not like you can wipe.
Oh, yeah. The thong's just a turd cutter at that point.
Yeah, that thong is.
That's stiff.
That's how you get a UTI.
That stands up on the fucking.
Well, you know, I think that is a great form of protest, but I do feel like this is just a crazy person.
Yeah, it does.
I might be projecting.
You might be going out on a limb there. Yeah. I don't know.
And is shit funny? Yes. Almost every time. Mm. But I can see how this one's a real problem.
Yeah.
And again, I'm going to do the thing again where I tell the story I told a million times. The funniest thing I believe I've ever seen in my adult life in high school... My friend Mike shit on an Outback.
An Outback Steakhouse?
It was an Outback Steakhouse.
Shit on an Outback.
In the middle of Sea Caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And it had glass walls.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And there was a family eating, and he put his asshole on the glass, spread his cheeks, and let out a full turd down the glass like a wacky wall crawler.
That's what you get for going to Outback.
And it slid down the wall, and we watched the dad of this family get so mad while we all ran.
He was just trying to enjoy his blooming onion.
This poor guy. Imagine you're enjoying... I hope it was the blooming onion and not the chocolate thunder from down under. And you just see a teenage boy spread his... He blooms his onion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just fucking shits down the window in the middle of your family's meal.
Was it a runny shit or was it like a hard turd?
It was liquidy enough that it like melted down the wall.
Oh.
So there was a main turd, but it had viscosity to it it slid slowly and left. Kind of the way a pickle goes down the window.
Oh.
When you throw pickle slices.
It's like a snail trail kind of.
Exactly.
That
you know, when you throw a pickle.
Yeah.
No, in whatchamacallit, they do it. What is it? Wayne's World, they do it.
Yeah,
right?
No, actually. No,
that's a fucking, God damn it. That's not Wayne. That's a Adam Sandler movie. Billy Madison.
Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know why my brain had the reference when you said it.
Yeah.
Yes, it is Billy Madison. The pickle down the.
Go. They watch a race down the fucking.
What a waste of a pickle.
Yeah. Well, my friend, we tried that at a Burger King. It doesn't slide down the fucking wall. It just stays there. Not that it doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, that's still, I mean, the laugh I had from that.
From the poop on the Outback?
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What does your friend do now, by the way?
You know, I haven't seen him, and I would love to catch up with him.
I would love to see what that guy's doing now, that
he's
could
shitting on an
open wide asshole shit on a fucking Fuddruckers.
Dude, he was a fun guy. He drove a Lincoln. It was like going around in a boat.
Yeah.
Oh, those were great cars.
Like
back
an old
in the day.
Lincoln?
Yeah.
Yeah, he
like
drove
a 1965 Continental.
Yeah, he drove a Lincoln Continental.
Yeah, ooh, that's beautiful.
And we used to drive around. It was like going around in a boat.
It's so comfortable. It's like riding on a couch. Yeah. It's
the weird
best.
Thing is that you wouldn't assume a dude who drives an old Lincoln like that would shit on a glass wall. You'd think he's a classy fella.
No, he was not.
No, I could see that.
He was a great guy.
I know, I got that.
Yep, I understand that part.
He was a great guy. I miss him. If I can pick one of the 10 people I missed the most from high school, he's definitely on there. He was funny as shit.
Oh,
my friends are all sociopaths, though. When I look back on it, almost everyone I hung out with in high school was at least a minor sociopath.
Yeah, really? Mine too. Now they're cops.
Oh, yeah, mine are just dead. I literally to
Where'd
the point.
Where'd you grow up in Ohio?
No, outside of Springfield, Mass.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So like,
yeah, that, okay.
There was a point after I graduated that 35 people died within 2 weeks.
Hot doses.
Well, they didn't know about fentanyl yet, so there's like strains of heroin. So it was like the Hollywood heroin.
Mm.
Like it was fucking retarded. So then that just kept happening, and then I had a good break for like 7 years. And then this past year, I had 5, to the point that I'm just so sick of it that when I was on vacation, I got a message that was like, hey, did you hear what happened to so-and-so? And I was like, no, I didn't. I don't think about like this anymore.
Hmm.
And they're like, oh, he took his own life. And I literally responded, I'm on vacation in Europe. And then I had to like take that back.
That's the proper response.
Because I was like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah, that's the proper response.
And then I was
response.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys are still friends. Yeah. Like,
I'll hear that sometimes too, yeah. When you get like those high school updates that someone's
like,
dead, like, hey, you know, Mike's father killed himself. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I didn't need to know that.
It's fine. I knew it anyway.
Yeah.
Depressed.
I thought he was dead 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I already imagined him dead in my mind.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even know he still existed.
Yeah.
I had a kid I grew up with overdose in a Subway sandwich bathroom.
Oh, that's
bad.
Oh,
that's embarrassing.
And somebody went, what happened? And I was like, too many black olives.
Yeah,
I don't,
he had 3 foot longs.
He had those black tar olives.
Yeah, right.
That was enough. That kid, the kid that died in the Subway.
This is cathartic, actually. Yeah.
Didn't have enough sauce on the sweet onion chicken teriyaki. Huh?
He was one of those kids that, like, senior year would be surrounded by, like, eighth and ninth grade girls.
Mm. Oh, no.
And it was just, it was a little.
Yeah, it was always weird.
It's one of those things that's just, like, I don't know, man. I don't get mad about age differences, but, like, that's pretty young.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. I mean, like, clarify if you're in your, I mean, like, if somebody's in their late 20s and wants to date somebody in their early 20s,
okay.
I don't give a shit. But I think if you're still developing your brain, it could be a little weird.
Yeah.
It is a little weird. Now, how I said a few fucking people came out to begin. This one fucking dude, he was 18, and he was fucking an eighth grade girl, and he's a police officer now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Hey, and listen.
That adds up,
actually.
That checks out, I guess.
That being said, he who is out sin may cast the first stone.
Mm.
I've definitely broken my own rule once or twice.
Really?
Shit happens.
Like pre-menstrual?
No.
Oh, my God. Was she bleeding yet? My God.
Yeah, grass on the field, play ball. Yeah. And if there's not, you flip it over and play in the mud.
Yeah, I'm the one that's been saying the worst things on the show. You're like, Jesus Christ, Gina.
Yeah. We got lines here. This one's the N-word. Oh, my goodness.
When I was in my early 20s, I probably went a little too young.
Really?
Yeah, nothing crazy, but a little too. And I regret it. I think it probably wasn't a healthy thing for either of us.
Did you have, probably like, not. What did you guys have in common? Like, cartoons?
Horror movies.
Ah, there you go.
So I'm not going to judge, but one of the other funniest somebody,
no,
he was parked.
Judge them.
He's parked at he's parked at the high school parking lot with one of his young chicks, and he left his doors open to his car, and somebody shit. There's a lot of shitting.
There
in
is a lot of shitting
big,
in your childhood. My God, yeah.
Somebody shit and rubbed it into the front and passenger seat.
Oh.
And then when they got in the car, they got out. Both their backs are covered in shit. And the girl was screaming and crying.
So gross.
And he was so mad trying to find out. I don't know who did it.
You don't want me to pick up man's as my automobile. Psychiatrist boyfriend is calling me?
No. He's listening right now. Yeah, get out.
He's like, run. I'm outside.
Run.
No. What, you know, ask him what shit play means.
What I haven't heard in a long time is caca. So next time you tell a shit story, could you insert caca instead?
They use that. Prince of Darkness, they say caca in.
Oh, do they? I haven't heard.
They say it in Dark Territory, too.
I haven't heard caca in a long time.
Who fuck is something?
All right, we will. I guess we can end. Let's end on this. We'll save. We do have another Indian, but we'll save it for tomorrow.
Another Indian?
We've talked about enough shit.
Yeah. No, there's just a lot of death videos from India.
Yeah.
And I think we've done enough of that today.
My favorite are the one that gets zapped on the train.
Oh, we've done a lot of those.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I'm glad we have the same algorithm. By the way, Doug is my friend. I need to explain this to people. Doug is my one friend who, whenever I'll follow like hunting sites or like Instagrams, and when something really great comes to my algorithm, the first thing I do is send it to Doug.
That's how fun.
And we've been watching this guy who kills squirrels
with an airsoft fucking pellet gun.
Oh no!
Yeah,
and he does like ultra slow motion.
Yeah. Like 5,000 frames per minute. Aww. And that's exactly how you catch it perfectly.
And we've hit such
a... Do they hit like a... Like, what are they... How do they go?
Oh, they go... I mean, just picture a squirrel being surprised at
Aww.
Something. And just going, whoa!
That sucks. Gets squirrels are cute.
Blasted right in the head with a... I think it's a 3.5 pellet. And hits them right... And their eyes just go...
Why do I have more of an empathetic reaction to this than the third rail Indian people? Right,
because
now?
Squirrels are adorable. Indians smell.
I wouldn't say that. I would say because the squirrel doesn't know better.
Yeah.
You should, as an adult, know not to grab a power line.
That's yeah.
Fair.
That's true.
That's Darwinian.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about is an innocent animal.
Yeah.
But what we were impressed by is the guy gets like a double tap or sometimes
triple tap.
Yeah. Jesus. And we're amazed by his trigger speed. The shit we said to each other.
It was so quick. He hit the squirrel in the head, and it's falling backwards. He hits it in the body, which then changes the trajectory of the squirrel's body, takes another shot, and hits it in the tail. That was impressive.
Yeah, this is what we said. Or we'll watch. We have deer ones we sent.
Yeah.
The prairie dogs.
The prairie dogs was great.
Prairie dogs is necessary. Cool. That's a company. That's like a business.
That's a business.
Oh, no, it is. Okay, so with prairie dogs and gophers and shit, the holes they dig, if you have livestock, they break their legs when they step in it, and then you got to kill it.
Yeah.
Because you can't, you're not going to put your cow in a leg cast for a year.
Yeah.
That's true.
So it is to save the lives of your livestock. So they'll hire somebody. Now, do they have to film it? No.
But they do for our enjoyment.
Do they have to film it in 4K? Definitely not.
Yeah, do they have to set up a 4K camera next to the sniper rifle?
They have a whole Hollywood production. There's a director.
Yeah. What? Crafty.
Craft service. What
do
we
need? Well, the star dog. Swipe between
And not to defend the hunter shooting prairie dogs, but they do spread herpes, those little prairie dogs.
Thank
that
you.
That's true.
There's a Marvel post-credit scene. Samuel L. Jackson comes in.
Too many motherfucking prairie dogs spreading bumps on your lips.
We're going to need you to join the Prairie Dog Initiative. You have a very specific set of skills.
You do feel bad, but it is amazing to watch. Like, you have
I agree.
This feeling
you,
of
there's
like
a
oh,
talent
no.
there.
Yeah.
He's yeah. a craftsman.
You do, like, that's the thing. It's like you appreciate the... The trigger speed was one, the accuracy, like when he sends me the, I'm like, oh no, but I watched the entire video. It doesn't stop me. I'm just.
We also send each other like ballistics tests.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite, they make like torsos with heads, but they have all the organs and the bones, but they make it translucent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they'll test guns and they'll show what it does.
Oh.
And. It's pretty fucking sweet.
And the organs bleed in the ballistics test. So when you actually hit it, like the organs bleed.
You'll see what happens to somebody if they get hit with that. Yeah. And we did watch, what was the gun where the brain just fell out of the back of the thing?
It was the 12-gauge shotgun at close range with
the
slug.
Just fell
if
out?
The whole brain fell out.
Because he was using a hollow point. What a 12-gauge shotgun, you could get something that's called a slug, which is one shot, but it's so powerful close range. And it was a hollow point. And what a hollow point does when you shoot it, it enters in about this big, but the exit wound's about that wide. And he shot the ballistics target. Mm-hmm. And the back of the head just went boom! And the brain just slid out of the back of the head.
That's horrible.
But this is what we watch.
Target. It's not, yeah.
This is our, this
don't
is what
worry.
Our
the other. Prairie dogs aren't just what we watch.
This is
we
our this is what our friendship is based on.
Brain goo videos.
So we'll end on this. Husband loses it after catching wife in car with two dudes.
Oh. Oh. Mm.
Somebody went on World Star this morning.
Yeah.
Oh.
Please.
No, please get out. Please get out. Please get out.
No, bro. Oh, no. Is she in a towel?
Oh, no. I think that was a dress.
Bro. Nigga took the door off the car, bro.
Bro, wait till I find this nigga, bro.
Bro, he's turning around right now.
He was right there.
No way. Daphne, this is the type of niggas you hang around? I live. No. You're
going to
tell me where he lives now.
What a set of balls.
So she was sleeping with two guys in the car? Or she was just with them?
No, she was getting porked.
I have a feeling. That looked like she was covering up.
Yeah. She was very scandally clad.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say not the first time that couple's had an issue.
Yeah. Mm. That was the final.
Who is worth ripping a car door off for?
Nobody. But, you know, that guy was clearly, like the black guy said... These are the that you hang around with, dog. For real, it's like
I think what we
Dragon
learned.
Dragon Ball Z
if they,
characters,
yeah, exactly. if there are fans. I think if there's one thing we learned today, Gina, love makes you do crazy things.
It does, yeah.
That's true.
It does.
And no matter how sane you think you are, when you see your girlfriend, in a car with two gentlemen, I bet you have a pretty
interesting reaction.
What do you think that guy looked like?
Well, that's they didn't show the dude. He looked like a white dude, didn't he? Behind the fucking wheel.
Not to say that that's worse.
Yeah. But it is. There is. Yeah, it kind of. But his girlfriend.
There's
black.
An inadequacy, I think, that all white dudes have unless they have amazing hogs.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, she's with me to get free dinners. Yeah. And then she's
with him to get
to have
hurt.
Orgasms.
Yeah. She's with him so she could feel it in a cervix.
Yeah.
Yeah. She likes to get a pap smear every time.
Yeah, love makes you do crazy things.
Yeah.
And I think it's better than... I guess he was trying to kill him.
That's yeah. like the strength of like a mom when they see their baby stuck under a car.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Exactly. You see your wife stuck under two black guys?
Yeah. I'll save you, honey. You lift them up by the balls. Get your wife out from under
hey! There. They just come. Hey!
That's
knock
my
it off.
Wife. Could you stop that?
Hey, quit it.
Yeah. That guy's ass knock is in my off. Wife's cock.
Excellent reference.
Yep.
All right, I think we are about done for today. Thank you so much for your time to our wonderful guests, Gina Hyena and Doug Yerham. Did we do shit today, Josie?
You're not doing shit.
Okay. Well, we tried.
I love it. That's
can
actually
you play the other one? There was another one that was fucking...
You don't even understand me right now. I'm so motherfucking pissed. Do fucking something. Do something.
Especially... And then the best.
Like, you want to suck it and make me feel better? Mm-mm, no, I fucking don't.
Dude,
I ain't going to be doing that shit.
I'll
watch you stuff your face with ice cream, but I ain't fucking you.
That is crazy. Because isn't
crazy
she like a cosplayer
switch.
And just like cool?
You would never hear her speak like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't really know her.
That's
I've
so
met
awesome.
Her, but that's...
She's very,
yeah,
very sweet
awesome.
And very, very funny. But...
You don't even understand me right now. I'm so motherfucking pissed. Like, you want to suck it and make me feel better? Mm-mm, no, I fucking don't.
See?
I ain't going to be doing that shit. I'll watch you stuff your face with ice cream, but I ain't fucking you.
That's the kind of girl they want on the Whatever podcast.
Yes,
and
it certainly is.
And that's not what they got.
All right, thank you so much, guys,
thank
for tuning
you.
In. And we will be back on Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico, Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico.